This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Thirsty Thursday. Steve Miggs.
Yes.
Last night, I got a little extra protein in my diet.
Okay. Is this some kind of a... Never mind.
This isn't the
Daily Mix Show after dark.
No.
Like, what did Brad do?
These damn fruit flies are flying into my wine glass.
Oh, dude, it's fruit fly season?
It is fruit fly season. I think I killed three by hand and the other ones drowned in my wine, which, by the way, I'll just pluck them out of there and like keep drinking the wine. I'm not going to like I'm not going to waste the glass of wine.
Yeah, waste not, want not.
Absolutely not. Are you guys having any fruit fly concerns yet?
No, but now that you brought it, it instantly triggers every year. I don't get in an argument with my wife, but like, do you ever do like the vinegar?
Yes,
a cup of vinegar,
plastic over the top of it so they get trapped in there,
and that's how you kind of like attract the fruit flies.
Yes.
So that way, because we deal with that at our house as well. And every freaking year, my wife seems to just—I think she does it on purpose. Although she says she tries to act like innocent about it, she grabs my favorite cup.
Oh.
And that's the one that she uses.
Oh.
It's my Seahawks glass with the vintage logo. It's from like a gas station, like from like the 70s. And every time, that's the one that she grabs.
I mean, does it get the job done better than the other cups?
Because, that's just fair.
Because the Seahawks are that impressive that so would be the Seahawks glass that you own.
Okay, now that's a stretch, and I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think it's just like it's the biggest glass in our cupboard that's not nice in her eyes.
I mean, I think it's a very nice glass.
I agree.
I haven't even seen it, and I think it's a very nice glass.
But it's not like the fancy glass, and by fancy, I mean the stuff that we buy at Target that has no logos on it.
Well, be careful with the fruit flies out there. Do all your ninja
work. Be careful with the fruit flies. Are we worried about them hurting us?
Get a little... I got three last night. I felt like a ninja. It was very exciting.
Just drank them.
Time for the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and it is October 2nd. Which means one thing and one thing only. A lot of people are like, oh, it's pumpkin spice season. It's Halloween season for me.
It's the eve of your birthday?
Yeah, sure, that too. But more importantly, it's Smarties season. Today is National Smarties Day. We're not talking about being smart. We're talking about the delicious candy that you have during Halloween.
Are you a big fan of Smarties?
That is my weakness.
Are you kidding me?
Oh,
how
my
do
gosh.
I not know this about you?
I don't, because you know why? I'm afraid to say it usually, but today's the day, so I think I should just come out and say it. So many people... I grew up my entire life thinking everybody thought that the Smarties were one of the goats of Halloween candy until I actually had a conversation with people and realized I'm in the minority.
I mean, I like Smarties, but I would definitely not put them, you know, up on a pedestal or anything like
not
that.
Even top not, five?
No. Oh. Not even close.
Oh,
maybe bottom five, but I still like them.
Okay, well, that's better than most people. Usually it's very polarizing. We're like, they're trash. How could you like those things? Like, they put them on the same level as candy corn. I'm like, you're nuts.
New theory. Is that why you're so good at Beat Migs?
Yes.
Okay.
It's my brain food. I'm like, some people eat fish, I eat Smarties.
There you go.
I just love unraveling them, but I eat, like, the whole roll right away.
Do you eat it, like, all in one bite, or do you go one at a time?
No, one by one.
Okay, I didn't know. Savor the flavor,
I'm a terrorist over here. Hey, yesterday, all eyes, again, were on the Guardians-Tigers game, and the Guardians kept their season alive. Man, they ended up, I don't remember the score. I'm an idiot. But they did really well. It was like 6-1, I think.
Yes.
It was. Let me double check before I get quoted on something that's not true. Damn it, where is it? Yep, 6-1. Sorry about that.
Look at you. You knew it.
I
you
felt
had it,
it
in there.
So now we still don't know who we're playing, and now we kind of want to know because word has come out. We are either playing at 1 o'clock on Saturday, the Mariners, in the American League Divisional Series, or we're playing around 5:30. But it all hinges on the series between the Yankees and the Red Sox, which I ended up watching yesterday and got sucked in. And it was an instant reminder of why I love playoff baseball.
Yes.
Like, I think it's same for, like, casual hockey fans, but they'll just tune in when it's the playoffs. I think I'm that way with baseball. I love watching the Mariners, but I don't really pay attention to the other teams during the regular season. It's just a long season. But once the playoffs start, the pitching gets better, the hitting is more intense, the crowd definitely adds to it. That game was awesome.
So awesome.
And I think the highlight for me was watching after the Yankees won their game. So their series is tied at one game apiece. I think we want the Red Sox to win because I'd like to have an afternoon game.
I would prefer that myself, but you know.
But beggars can't be choosers. But man, after the Yankees won, all of Yankee Stadium is rocking. But somehow they found the one Red Sox fan. And visually it was one of the funniest things because he just looks so dejected. But he's just surrounded by so much chaotic happiness.
That's just painful.
And like I mentioned, yeah, on Saturday we will be having game one of the American League Divisional Series. Will it be against the Guardians? Will it be against the Tigers? We'll find out today about that. And here's Dan Wilson talking about how excited he is and how the team is excited for having the first couple of games being at home.
The city of Seattle is, and the fan base here is tremendous. And when this team comes out, they come out. And this has certainly been that, this last, especially this last couple of months, nothing like that as a player, that feeling that you have and being able to win, to clinch it in front of the home fans was huge as well. That love affair between players and fans and the team, that's the exciting part. And that's why we want to, continue to keep playing.
So go Mariners.
Go Mariners.
And tonight, Thursday night football, a game that I think a lot of people here in the Pacific Northwest will be watching because it's a divisional rivalry game between the Los Angeles Rams and the San Francisco 49ers. That game will be on Amazon at 5 o'clock. As far as weather, in the high of 66 degrees, the DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
What were we doing yesterday that led to me having this complete meltdown? Oh, shit. We're going to tell you about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Tomorrow at this time, Steve Nakes, we're going to be chatting with Abe Lucas from our Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, and he's a Coug as well?
Yes, and an alumni of Archbishop Murphy. He's Everett's as local
finest.
As it gets.
Yes.
So exciting. Well, yesterday we decided to ring in spooky season with a visit to the Georgetown Morgue to see how they have it all set up for this Halloween season.
Because it's open up this weekend.
Yes, very exciting. And this is us going through it.
Karen, how you doing?
Not well.
We're currently going through the Georgetown Morgue.
Bodies and body bags.
No, yeah, I realized rather quickly that you are easily spooked.
I have like the worst jump scare problems of anyone I know.
I think last year when we went through it, I wasn't standing directly behind you. And this time around, I was getting nervous for myself because you were freaking the F out.
Yes.
We're walking through body bags right now. Oh, Danny just scared you. He might be the scariest one here.
Yes.
Danny, how you doing?
Aside from the first like air thing that got me.
Oh, boy. Wait, did you get scared by your own reflection?
I did.
Spoiler, soon after that, I also got scared by my own reflection, too. Like, the mirrors were freaking me out with the smoke and the loud sounds. And we did this at, like, 10:30 in the morning, and I was scared. I was freaking out.
It was very spooky.
Karen, how you feeling?
Ooh, stressed out. Anytime it gets quiet, I know something bad's about.
Oh, my goodness. On a scale of 1 to 10, how spooked are you right now?
10. Maybe 11.
Maybe 11?
Oh, shit.
That point, I'm like, I should stop recording because I don't know how many beeps I'm going to have to put into this thing.
I literally apologized to you yesterday for my profanity.
You dropped a lot of colorful words while we were going through this. It was a great time, though.
But that is, I mean, if you like being scared, that's the place to do it.
Yes.
And we ended up chatting with Scott of the Georgetown Morgue about all of their excitement.
I'm still shaking. We just walked through the Georgetown Morgue.
We barely survived. My pulse is still skyrocketing. And
I have to say, I'm impressed by your reflexes. Many times you ducked quicker than I could even imagine. I was like, where did Taryn go? I'm like, oh, she's on the ground. Like, in a fetal position.
I was like holding my head like someone was going to snatch it off my body.
I punched myself in the face in there. I'm not going to lie, because there was like a loud noise and I was just like trying to cover it. But then my I was ready and I just punched.
And we're here with Scott from the Georgetown Morgue. Scott, for those that come every year, what can they expect that's new this year? Because we experience it, and it's scarier.
We change about 40% of the show every year.
Yeah.
So usually the front and the end has always changed, and then we do some stuff in the middle of it. We've got some new tricks and things we've never done before. It's 10:30 in the morning, people, here on a Wednesday. And I don't understand the fright.
Oh, my God.
And it's contagious when you're around other people that are losing, because, like, you losing your mind made me lose my mind. So it just kind of adds to just the insanity. That's got to be the fun part, like, watching, like, the trickle-down effect of people getting scared.
People, yes, and people love it. I think, you know, if somebody in your group, they all come to for the fear, but yeah. I think some are more than others, and you get a chance to watch your friends.
Yeah.
It's fun, and it's also, you know, terrifying at the same time.
Yeah, so, I'm wired now. Like, I don't need coffee.
Touche. Yeah, we think it's that way, too. It's like a roller coaster on the ground, you know? So.
Yeah.
So where do you guys draw inspiration from for some of, like, the new attractions within the morgue every year?
Clearly Disney films and Dr. Seuss books, yeah. Yeah.
I don't watch a lot of movies, to be honest with you. We just have a lot of friends around the country. After 34 years of scaring the Northwest, we've got friends in every aspect of the country that do bigger haunts than we do and smaller haunts.
So with you traveling around and seeing some of these other haunts and things of that nature, are you unscarable?
Oh, I get scared every day in here. Yes. my guys, it's kind of a thing.
First thing that pops into your mind when I say this, because Taryn's losing her mind, but the most freaked out person you've experienced here did what?
Oh, they've lost their whole load in here before.
Oh, no.
We had an area.
So you didn't do all that bad, Taryn.
In a nice way, but some dads came in. A dad came in with a bunch of his sons, and they were probably in their early 20s, big boys. And we had an area where you had to go squeeze through an area. Well, the dad thought you had to jump.
Oh, no.
So he went first, and then all the boys jumped behind him. So there was probably six guys on this poor guy, and he came out, and he was a mess.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah, and then my poor guys would have to clean up that little mess afterwards.
Hey, that's not part of the show, guys.
No. So that was probably the worst thing that's happened in here. But just people, every walk of life,
people faint.
Not too often. If you've made it through the front door, if you've made it through the time waiting, we have a chicken door. And if you get in here and you're in with a couple seconds and you can't make it, we can get you out.
Oh, nice.
That's cool. Yeah, we're on you all the time.
I'll do that next time.
And we probably get 40 or so folks, 50 people a night mm-hmm. that will just...
To just say, I'm done.
You're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if they make it past that first door, they usually make it the whole.
I was just thinking, I wonder if there's like a Halloween couple out there that would get engaged in
we've
the middle.
Weddings here.
Have you really?
Hey.
We've had weddings here, engagements here. We've had people who have met here.
Well, awesome. And thank you so much. And people can get tickets and information.
SeattleHaunts.com.
The best in the business, I'll tell you.
Next level.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
The Daily Mix Show.
Scott from the morgue shared about that time a dad and his sons totally lost it going through the morgue. So what about you? When have you seen people completely freak out? It doesn't have to be a haunted house. It could be a roller coaster. On an airplane, at a concert.
At a radio station.
Anywhere. 206-803-ROCK. When did you witness somebody completely lose it? Or when were you the person that lost it? Call 206-803-ROCK. And we'll take those calls after Van Halen. Yesterday, when we were at the Georgetown Morgue, Scott shared with us a time that a group of people totally lost it while going through the morgue.
But the most freaked out person you've experienced here did what?
They've lost their whole load in here before. Some dads came in. A dad came in with a bunch of his sons, and they were probably in their early 20s, big boys. And we had an area where you had to go squeeze through an area. Well, the dad thought you had to jump.
Oh, no.
So he went first, and then all the boys jumped behind him. So there was probably six guys on this poor guy, and he came out, and he was a mess.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah, and then my poor guys would have to clean up that little mess afterwards.
Hey, that's not part of the show, guys.
No. So that was probably the worst thing that's happened in here.
See, I'd be a bad employee. I'd be like, Scott, I'm taking my break right now.
Good luck to you.
Jesus.
There. So what about you? When did you witness somebody completely lose it or... Fess up. When were you the person that completely lost it? Call 206-803-ROCK. Joey from Everett, when did you witness someone completely lose it?
Good morning, everybody.
What's up?
So me and my friend, we were in Vegas, and we're going to jump off the stratosphere. It's called a sky jump. You guys ever heard of that?
Yes.
Yeah, so, 10 in the morning was our scheduled jump time. And I see my friend over there with the other friends. He's eating food. I'm like, I've already been five shots in vodka, loosening up, you know. And he was totally nervous. When we got in the elevator, he was losing his mind. And then when we got to the platform, he was literally in the fetal position, just scared to death. it was pretty hairy, but yeah, he totally lost it. But he did it. Once I said, hey, you're not going to get your money back if you chicken out. Then he kind of woke up a little bit, snapped out. He's like, I'll go first. Let me do this.
Okay, so when he finished it, would he do it again? Like, what was his feeling after he did it?
Well, it's a 20-mile-an-hour descent from 855 feet up. Basically, jump off. It's a cable descent. So, but yeah, you just land on target on the bottom. One little funny tidbit about this. This is what made him really nervous, was they give you, like, a video package. And they said... Any famous last words in case you don't make it? And I think that's what freaked him out.
It was like the moment of clarity. He's like, oh, this is too messed up, guys.
Like, why you gotta go there?
I've seen that thing. I've always been like, I don't know if I even want to try that one.
I mean, I have bungee jumped before.
Yeah.
And I would say... I did lose it a little bit, but not as much as another friend of ours. The crazy thing is when you do some of those jumps, you can't even get a scream out.
Right.
It's like you're just so... shocked and your system just won't respond. And so that was kind of funny. Like, you know, I'm a loud person. I can scream. You heard my Georgetown morgue screaming. Couldn't get a word out.
It's going that fast.
It was going that fast. And your body is just, you can't do what you normally would do.
See, I used to be so scared about doing roller coasters until I realized if I just yell the S word, I have the best time. But I remember my wife's like, you seriously, for the last minute and a half, all you've been yelling is the S word. Can you say something else? I'm like, I don't know what it is, but the S word is just the one that makes me feel at ease when I'm on a roller coaster.
Have you done that with your daughter Tatum yet?
Oh, absolutely. No.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think you could beat Steve Miggs with 311 wins, 100 losses, and 86 ties? 206-803-ROCK. Call now, and we will play Beat Miggs at 650.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.